55. Mark.
Ready? Action.
When I tee off, my timing has to be perfect.
Jan Stevenson is a winner on the Ladies Professional Golf Association Tour. At 31, she is closing in on $1 million in prize money. Sound 56. Mark.
Ready? Nice little smile. Action.
But she is selling more than her swing.
I think sex appeal sells most everything. And it does, and it's a fact of life. Just hadn't been done in women's sports. There were baseball players do it. I mean, they all have posters and they all sell in underwear. It was just breakthrough and have tennis and golf really do it that was something different.
When this appeared in the official magazine of the Ladies Tour, a rival pro called it quasi-pornographic. Stevenson considers herself misunderstood. She says she's as much a success object as a sex object.
And I got a lot of letters from feminist movements and liberation movements saying how you're ruining it for women. And then I wrote back to these people saying, now, wait a minute, no one is more independent, is more career-oriented than me. Good shot.
The professional in this group, Jan Stevenson.
I'm just trying to show that you don't have to be masculine to do this, that you can actually be feminine. And most things I do, I hate to be the same as everybody else. I do have opinions, and I really feel like I've changed the image of women's sports and women athletes.
Jan Stevenson has been merchandised blatantly as the sex goddess of golf. She's helped that image along with several highly publicized romances, steamy enough for a prime time soap. Yet still, she manages to reserve most of her time and emotional intensity for her game.
Every minute's very important and valuable, so I'm trying to get a feel for the greens. It's just like every minute counts.
Every minute counts because Jan Stevenson is in such demand for interviews, for clinics, for exhibitions in which she plays around with corporate sponsors.
Do you eat them when you catch them?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I like to do. Whereabouts do you go? I love people, and it's the only time I can really kind of show off, because on the golf course, I have to almost block myself off. Most of my friends say, gosh, we hate to go watch you play golf because you're so mean and tough, and I'm really not that way at all. And I love to be with people, and the exhibitions, I can really, truly be me. I can kind of laugh and joke and sign autographs and tease, and it doesn't matter so much if I miss a putt or not.
Stevenson's role as designated siren for the Ladies Tour is part of an orchestrated campaign to lure television coverage and commercial support. Other pros feel this campaign cheapens their sport. Stevenson dismisses her image as a geisha of golf.
Start back up. If I didn't win, nobody would pay any attention to me at all, because there are a lot cuter and nicer looking girls on the tour. It just happens that I'm heard because I win.
Could you make it to your mom? Because she's like a big fan of yours.
What is your name?
Stevenson has been a hot item since 1974, when she arrived from Australia and became Rookie of the Year. She has won 11 major titles.
When you walk down 18 and you've beaten the golf course and yourself and all your peers and have all the people giving you a standing ovation on 18, it is the neatest feeling in golf, and it makes it all worthwhile. I get goosebumps just thinking about it. It's an instant high. I would think, I don't do drugs, but I would think that it's got to be any kind of drug you could be on, because it is an emotional high. I mean, you just float.
How long does it last?
About a day.
Golly. Action.
When you move with Mayflower, you can be sure they'll be on time, whether you're moving just across town or across the country.
Stevenson's single constant has been the support of her family. Her father was her first teacher.
She's definitely striving to be number one, and I believe that
because of her technical ability, she believes she can be. However, one of the attributes that all great sports people have is they have to be hard. And I believe this may stop Jan reaching the goals that she set herself. She's still a sweet and she's still a nice person.
Ready?
Okay.
And Dolly, walk. Action.
Frank Stevenson caddied for his daughter last year, a tumultuous season in which she won the LPGA championship while trying to extricate herself from a legal and romantic triangle involving her long-term boyfriend and her business manager.
Seems like I am involved in controversy and hot water, and things happen to me that seem like they never happened to anybody else. And one of the, Beth Daniel was saying the other day, you know, I don't want to take the week off because I don't want to miss the next episode.
Well, he was the assistant coach.
I'm married to Eddie, my longtime sweetheart. And everything is perfect. We have an airplane and he flies me to the tournaments.
These aren't ours, are they?
And everyone says, you know, I have a perfect body and all these silly things. But I certainly don't think so. I one time rated myself as a 6. And then I got all this mail saying, no, 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 no. It was kind of nice. You know, oh, you're an 8, you're a 9. But I'd like to be taller. And I'm always teasing everybody because I don't have enough calf muscle.
Stevenson has purposely evoked another accomplished, vulnerable, overextended performer who tried very hard to please men. But Jan Stevenson seems to have a firmer grip on her life and her image than did Marilyn Monroe.
When I get in front of the camera and they're spraying me with the wet spray and they're blowing my skirt up, it's kind of fun because I really get a chance to be cheeky in front of the camera. So obviously I have it in me to do that. And I keep saying, that's not really me. You know, I'm really serious and I really like to play my golf, and I do. So I just guess I have kind of a split personality. Different temperaments, and everybody really admires her.
Thanks very much.
Jane, we're going to run inside.
Okay.
I just wish I could see you over the weekend.
All right, thank you. I enjoyed it. Thanks.
Thank you.
I don't even know how she can do it. I feel like I have been out here forever, and it's, you know.
Time for one more?
Small,
you got a barrel of beer?
Thanks.
Okay. You got the barrel.
Okay. No, I have to buy you the barrel if I win. It's amazing that she can still try because, you know, like last week, I'm tired for playing in the tournament. Uh-huh. And
Jane,
when I miss the green. Oh,
good
thank
luck.
You. Thanks. I'll see you. Maybe I'll see you on the weekend.
All right. Okay.
Since our story last summer, Jan Stevenson has won a major tournament, the Women's U.S. Open. Her career earnings are now $902,000. And she's posed for a new pinup calendar.